As Nashville, Tennessee used to sing.
Well, have you ever been to Nashville? Well, have you ever been to Nashville? Well, have you ever been to Nashville? Oh, Lordy, the Nashville Pen. Boy, if you don't stop your stealing. Boy, if you don't stop your stealing. Boy, if you don't stop your stealing. Oh, sonny, you're going back again. Yonder come Alberta. Yonder come Alberta. Yonder come Alberta. Oh, Lordy, how in the world do you know? I can tell by the apron. I can tell by the apron. I can tell by the apron. Oh, Lordy, the dress she wore.
See, Bill, that's what I mean. That's part of the blues. That's where the blues started.
You know, the way we lived in those tents and things like that, and the food we had to eat was, it was just really scrap food from what other people had refused that they didn't want. You know what I mean? The old bags of beans and stuff
they couldn't sell. And put it in a pot.
That's right.
And they had a name for it. La La Lou. If you don't like it, he do.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, but you like it.
You might not like it when you first get there, but you like it. You see, they have those big truck patches, they call them down there. Gardens and things like that. And they just go out and pull up greens, you know, by the sacks full, you know.
That's right.
And take them to the lake or creek or whatever they call
it. Shake them off and throw them in the pot.
Shake it in the water and throw it in the pot, one of them big 52-gallon pots, you know, and cook all of the stalk and the root.
And if you found a worm in there and say, Captain, here's a worm in my greens, what the hell you expect for nothing?
Yeah, I'll say that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. That's true, too. And
some fellow over along the table said, give me that piece of meat. Yeah. You know, one of those things.
You ever heard talk?
I mean, they seem to got a kick out of it.
Well, in them times, what do you know? You don't know no.
A lot of fun. Give me that piece of meat. Don't throw that away.
You ever see those guys they call table walkers?
Yeah.
You get up from way down the other end of the table and walk right down through the table and pick up what
you
got.
Those guys, they were what you call tough people. I mean, they know they're gonna get a whipping.
Pull that 45 out and walk the table.
Yeah, you knew he was gonna get a whipping. I mean, he pulled that 45 on us, and when the white man come, the white man whipping with his 45 on him.
He didn't.
White man wouldn't have no gun or anything.
No, that's right.
He just come and say, "Lay down, that fella. I'm gonna whip you."
Yeah,
and lay down. And he whip him, and then he'd get up and probably knock his gun out of his scabbard.
Yeah, that's right.
And so he'd pick up his scabbard. And after he get his whipping, put his gun back on and go on back to work.
That's right. That's right.
And come on out there and kill one of us or something
like that. Yeah, that happened. Yeah.
In the meantime, about it, if you were a good worker, you could kill anybody down there so long as you're colored. You could kill anybody. You didn't go anywhere.
As long as you kill a Negro.
Yeah, as long as you kill a Negro.
That's right.
You could kill any Negro. If you could work better him, don't kill a good worker.
No.
You were sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But you go to
Well, what about those guys that come out on levee camps and
hustling
actually
around?
We'd call them dudes and card sharks and things.
Well,
like
a lot of those fellows, they made good levee camp workers out of them. You know, those dudes and sharks. A lot of them they catch them. And of course, a lot of those dudes and sharks was bad. Yeah, they come around and they win your money and they kill you and they get away with it.
I know one. They call him Mississippi. He was a dude and a worker killed him. A boy named Albert. The story is that this guy, Mississippi, he came to Alltime, Arkansas, that's the name of the town, and he was going with this boy's wife, Albert's wife. Her name was Pinky.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went to the barrel house that night, come in there that night about 12 o'clock. He came in the barrel house, and the gang officers in there drinking, playing and going. Somebody hollered, said, "Look out, here's Mississippi." So we all ran, some of us running in the back and run outside and in the woods and different places. So I hear him say that, "I ain't coming here to raise no salmon, nobody, but Albert." So now I come here to get Pinky out. I'm going home and sleep with her tonight. And she kept hollering, said she didn't want to go with him. She wanted to go home with her husband.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, He made her get out of there and go home and go to Albert's house while Albert had for Pinky to stay. So he went on to this house and carried Pinky on there, and him and Pinky went to bed. And Albert see this window open, see? So Mississippi laying there asleep, you know? And he just crawled in the window and went out there and shot him right through the head, killed him dead there, see?